As we prepare our hearts and our minds for the Lord's table, let me pray. Father, thank you for exhorting us to draw near you. Father, we come to you as men and women, utterly dependent on our Savior for the reconciliation he provides in our relationship with you. Father, now as we come to the Lord's table, Father, I pray, Lord, that each one of our hearts and our minds would be made right as we participate in this time. And I pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. And as we prepare to take the Lord's table, I want to remind you of two promises from this scripture, and I want to remind you of three gospel realities. When we participate in taking the Lord's Supper, scripture exhorts us to take the elements in remembrance of Jesus Christ, in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has accomplished. In remembering our Savior today, I want to start by remembering two promises God has given us from his word. And if you're in Hebrews chapter 10, go to verse 17, and it is a promise from God, from his Holy Spirit to us. And scripture tells us, then he adds, their sins and their lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. There are three gospel realities I want to highlight, and two of them come from these two verses. God is telling us in verse 17, I will remember no more. This is a prophecy from Jeremiah 31, and the author of Hebrews has already quoted Jeremiah 31 in chapter 8. It's a promise that he will remember our sins no more. Here's the first gospel reality I want us to pay attention to today. This is not to be thought that God has a short or a bad memory. What needs to be understood and remembered is that God is perfectly holy, righteous, and he is completely merciful and compassionate. The death of his Son satisfies perfectly God's wrath. Jesus has covered our sins because of the fullness, the completeness of Christ paying the penalty of sin. God saw no need to remember our sins. The second gospel reality I want you to recognize in verse 18, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. There is no longer any sacrifice for sins. Because of our perfect Savior's covering of our sin, there isn't further sacrifice needed. Let me state this perfectly. Your past sin is covered. Your sin that you're going to commit tomorrow is covered. Your future sin next month, next year, to the day that you go to be with the Lord is covered. The penalty was paid once and for all time by Jesus Christ's perfect life, his horrific death, and his complete resurrection. And we should say, praise God, what an amazing Savior. And there's a third gospel reality from Scripture I want you to consider today. Mark 1:15 says, the one who has repented and believed. That's who this is for. When we come in remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done, this is a time for those who have repented and believed. Let me be clear what this means. Repentance begins with a knowledge of sin. Jesus Christ died for sinners. To repent, you need to recognize you are a sinner. You need to recognize this has separated you from God. Repentance expresses a genuine sorrow for sin. Repentance leads to confession of sin. Repentance leads to a breaking off of that sin. It produces a habit of deep hatred for sin. And repentance is connected to a very lively faith in God and what Jesus Christ has accomplished. So that's what repentance is, and to believe. When Jesus tells us to repent and believe, we are to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He came from heaven. He took on the form of a man. He lived a perfect life because he is God. It was only Jesus that could be the substitutionary atonement, the atonement that would pay the penalty of our sin. His death, and when he rose from the dead, he conquered sin and he conquered death. If you're here today and it's your opinion that of yourself that you have never repented or you've never believed, just ask that you would not take the elements. This is a time for those that have repented and believed. Maybe you've never really heard what it means to repent. If you're here and you don't understand that or you question that, would you speak to me, speak to one of the elders, speak to whoever brought you, because this is important. This is what eternal life is. The elements are going to be served to you, and we're going to take them together. So hold them, and we will participate in the Lord's table together.